Okay, Gemara Nazir, Baf Zayin, our Masechet, has been dedicated for the Refuah Shelema of Moshe ben Dina, Enna Refanalo B'toch Sha'ar Chole Amo Yisrael, V'regle Hasidav Yishmor, Amen. And we begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet, and we are starting from Amar Mor, which is 3 lines from the bottom. So, yesterday's daf, we were trying to come up with a source regarding the Nezirut. So we had a pasuk that the Gemara brought. The Gemara said that the pasuk says by Nezir ad Melot, and we said that Melot means a month that's full, because sometimes months are not full. Sometimes the months are 29 days, and sometimes they are 30 days. So therefore, the fact that it says Ad Melot, so we learned that. We learned that you need an additional 30 days. According to the Bili Ezer, the person made a Nezirut, and then he became Tameh on the last day of the Nezirut. So we said, let's say it was a 100-day Nezirut. So he says he doesn't have to start from scratch again. He just has to add another 30 days. And we said, how do you know that? So it's Ad Melot. And we said, what's an item that needs a Milui, a month? So the Gemara now asks, well, why did you jump to a month? Amar Mor, I'elu hen yamim shesirichim de malot, Havi Omer Shiloshim. So that's where we learned that Ikan Nezirut is Chodesh Yamim. So the Gemara says from the word Lemalot Ve'ema Shabbat. Maybe Melot Hayamim means Shabbat, meaning a complete week. And therefore, it's 7 days. And because the seventh day fills the 6 days of Maaseh Bereshit, and therefore it's Melot of the Shavuah. And therefore, maybe we'll say Ikan Nezirut is only an additional 7 days. So the Gemara says, Shabbat mi'ika hasiruta. There's no such thing as a week that's haser that you would call a week maleh. You only call something maleh if it's shayach to be haser. But if it's not shayach to be haser, so therefore you wouldn't call it a full week, as opposed to what? A non-full week? All weeks are full. So when the Gemara comes along and says, ve'ema shana, so why don't you say it's a year? Because years, in the lunar years, sometimes you have 353 days, and sometimes you have 354 days. Depends on 355 days, like we learned in Sukkah. So therefore, it depends on, you know, how much hased and malej you're doing during the year. So therefore, you can have a lunar year that is hased, and you can have a lunar year that is malej. So maybe Nezirut is 353 days. And the Gemara then answers, "Mi maninan liyomer? Do you count years by days? We learned already a few times, Masechet Megillah, we count years by months, and therefore it's not here. It says ad melot yemer. Rabbanan de kisari amri. We learned v'ha Rabbanan de kisari amri minayin she'en monin yamim leshanim. How do you know you don't count the years by days? What does Chodshe Hashanah teach us? Chodashim hashevim l'shanim ve'lo yamim l'shanim. So therefore, the years are not counted by days, they're counted by months, and therefore this pasuk over here was referring to days, and therefore it must be referring to a unit that has a Haser and a Maleh, and the only unit in days that has a Haser and Maleh is a month, and therefore it's referring to a full month, which is 30 days, and that's how we know you have the unit of the Zirut of 30 days. So that was the Ra'aya that we learned from the Braita above. Okay, that's how we know that Nezirut is 30 days. Okay. So now we go to the Mishnah. Ibud year. Well, 12 to 13, that would be if you're going In years we count months, but in months we count days. So the pasuk said
something about the year. Year is 12, right? Instead of even count months, the months can be 12.
Right, or it could be 13.
Would that be well? Okay.
It would be, but bottom the pasuk says yamin nazir. The pasuk says lashon is ad melot hayamin. So therefore, not ad melot hachodashim. So that's why we have to pick a unit that's counted by days, which is a month is counted by days, and it also has a haser male element to it. And that's why we say it is 30. Okay, Rabotai, now we start the new Mishnah. Matni Tin. Amar Hareni Nazir Ahad Gedola. So he said, I'm going to be Nazir for a a long period of time. Or he says, Hareni Nazir Ahad Ketana. Or for a short period of time. Afilu mikan va'ad sof ha'olam. Even if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from here to the end of the world. At the end of the day, it only means one thing. Nazir shiloshim yom. He's just a Nazir for 30 days. Now look at the Rosh. Rosh is on the left side. And we've been calling the right column Rashi, but it's the Mefaresh. I'm sure you figured out it does not have the style of Rashi at all. We've just been calling it for convenience, but it is the Mefaresh. So you can go back and forth between the Mefaresh and the Rosh. We're in the Rosh now. Hareni nazir ahad gedula, hareni nazir ahad ketana, kelomar. Lo shena kemar gedula, velo shena kemar ketana, afilu amar mikan v'ad sof ha'olam. Lo abi nazir ela shloshim yom ugdola dekama. So what do you mean when he said gedula? Dekamar kelomar gadol alay nazirut etlicha alay. He's saying, This nizirut of 30 days to me is very big because it's a hassle. It was about the Rosh, whatever you want to call it, this side over here. The side they call the Rosh.
Sorry, Rabbi, what's in the definition of a Nazir?
Nazir is somebody that accepts upon himself a vow not to drink wine, not to become tameh to metim. So now he says over here, so therefore, when he says gedolah, he's not referring to the time of the nizirut. He's referring to the hassle that it's on him. It's a big hassle on me. Or ketana kolamad, they don't think I like klal. He says, it's a small thing. It's a piece of cake. To 30 days. Ve'afilu mikan v'atzuf ha'olam. Even if he says from here to the end of the world, the tricha ve'arika li milta kimikan v'atzuf ha'olam. He's saying it's so difficult to me. It's like from going from here to the end of the world. These are just euphemisms that the guy's using for a nizirut, but it's actually one nizirut of 30 days. And to that, the Gemara comes along and says, Amai, veha mikan ve'ad sof ha'olam ka'amar. Why do you say it's only 30 days? He said, mikan ve'ad sof ha'olam, which sounds like that he wants to be a nazir for his whole life. Mikan ve'ad sof ha'olam, sounds like he wants to be a nazir forever, perpetual nazir. Hachi ka'amar, like the Rosh explained to us, what he means to say is it's just so long, this Nezirut, even the 30-day Nezirut is like from here to the end of the world. So it's a way of just complaining about how long the Nezirut is, but why did he accept it upon himself if it's so difficult? No, because he wanted to accept it upon himself for some reason. Tanan, we're going to learn on tomorrow's stuff. Hareni Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. So he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from here until such and such a place. Umdim kama yamim mikan va'ad makom ploni. So you do a math. How many days does it take to go from point A to point B? Pachot mishloshim yom, nazir shloshim yom. If it's less than 30 days, so then automatically it's just a minimum nazirut of 30 days. V'im lav, but if it's, let's say, more than 30, let's say it's 45 days, nazir kemenyana yamim. So he'll be a Nazir for the amount of days, which means 45 days or whatever. Maybe anything more than 30, you just count the days and you tack it on to the Nazir. So it's one long Nazirut. So the Gemara says, why don't you apply the rule we just gave in the Mishnah? Maybe it means to say, from here to that place over there, meaning it's so difficult for me, this Nazirut, it's like from the distance from here to there. And even if it's a 45 distance, you're not going to take 45 days, it's a 30 day, say. And just say he was being, bemoaning the fact how long his Nazirut is. That's all he was saying. And it's always 30 days. Even if it's a 200 day distance, He doesn't mean to accept upon himself 200 days of Nizirut. He just means to say, the 30-day Nizirut is long on me. Why don't you apply the same principle of the Mishnah to this Mishnah? The Gemara answers, there's a difference. Amanaba she'azik baderich. So this guy over here did more. He started to travel. So therefore, it's literal what he's doing. He's not just making a euphemism over here. He's actually traveling. He's on the road. So he's saying, I want my Nizirut to be from the point A to point B, and he's traveling from point A to point B. So it's not just exaggerated words. He's actually doing it. So if he's actually doing it, then you got to take his words seriously. And therefore, we say, if it's less than 30 days, so at minimum is going to be a 30-day Nizirut. And if it's more than 30 days, we just add, you know, days to the 30. So the Gemara then says, wait, called parsa u parsa. Why are you breaking it up in increments of days? Why don't you break it up in increments of parsa, which we would say today, how many miles, let's say. And what does that mean, how many miles? So the way the Mefaresh explains it is that for every parsa should be another increment, and therefore it should be another nizirut. So therefore, if there's, let's say, you know, 12 parsaot, so that's 12 separate nizirut of 30. Break it up into increments like that. And the Mefaresh says, if you look on the right side over here, the Mefaresh is, yes, Amar Abba, the Hatam Dekan de Bemar Achi, the Zik Baderech, Yevar Askinam, Behuv Yazik Baderech, Bekaman Bekam Bamakot Peloni, Mukach Milta, the Da'ata de Levin Nazir, Kozman Shiyeh Baderech, Kama Veod, כמזיק בדרך לכבוד עריכה למלטה, כמכאן במקום פלוני, דה חזינה דלא עריכה לדרך, להזיק בדרך כבר, וכפריך, that's what happened, וכפריך המניתים גופה, תמיכה במקום פלוני, ולווה כל פרסה ופרסה חד נזירות. Each פרסה is going to be one distinct, the דלמה, היידה כמר מכאן ועד מקום פלוני, כל מניין פרסאות, הזכרתי פרסאות מכאן ועד מקום פלוני, קיבל עליו נזירות של 30, ויהיה מגלח בסוף כל 30. And it'll save us here after every 30, bring his קורבנות and start again. ויביא שלושה בהמות, ויביא עד התם 100 פרסאות, and if there's 100 פרסאות, let's say for arbitrary sake, לבין נזיר 100 נזירות, and let it be 100 100 nizirut, which means, of course, we do see this concept. We do see this concept that when there's increments, each increment can become one nizirut. So why are you saying it? You count days, and therefore you're just saying it's one nizirut, either 30 or 30 plus, but it's just one long nizirut. Maybe it's incremental nizirutz, and each parsa is considered a separate nizirut. And we're going to see mishnayot that show you that we do, when you have incremental items, you can count them each one as a nizirut. Well, here the Gemara just says, "Amara papa batra de lo mane parse." We're talking about where people don't usually count miles; they don't count parsaot. So it's not the derech to count the trip by parsaot. But we don't assume that that's what he meant when he said from here to there. It's not the derech to count parsaot. For that's not what he meant. I'm fine. Veleve kol avna veavna. Fine, they don't count miles or parsaot, but they do count lodgings. Which means how many lodgings from here to today? How many hotels do I got to stay in overnight till I get to my place? And therefore, again, that would be another incremental item. And therefore, count for each lodging, count another 30 days. Kol avna ve'avna the mefaresh again. The ika memakom ploni ad kan ki ilu kibel ale hada nizirut lechol avna. He accepts one nizirut for each. Lodging. The e habi a stream of not. He discusses 20 because obviously not going to be 100 of not. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if there's going to be 20 lodgings, the hayeb bechol esim shil shiloshim shiloshim. Right, 30 days each one. The milta da avidahi de manu in sheavde. You might not count parsaot, but you do count how many hotels you have to stay in. How many nights am I have to sleep over until I get to my destination? Kama avnim yesh mikan b'makom ploni. Lechol makom manu avne mechol sheklach shekulam tifai. He just tells what the word avna is. So now the Gemara comes along and says, and I'll show you that when you have certain increments of items, we count each item as a distinct nezirut. Milotenan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah again coming up on tomorrow's daf? Hareni nazir ka'afar ha'aretz. Guy says, I'll be a nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hair on my head, uchon hayam, and like the sand on the beach. Hare ze nazir olam. So that is nazir olam. Umegalea achat l'shloshim yom, which means we're explaining it. He's a nazir forever, a perpetual nazir. And just every 30 days, he just keeps on going, because the Gemara is saying over here, you do see that when you have, let's say, a nizirut on certain items, like he pinned his nizirut against, he pegged it against the afara ares or kehol hayam. So it just means that every kehol hayam will be another nizirut. So therefore, just like every avna, every lodging should be another nizirut. What's the difference? Why, when it comes to kehol hayam and the afara ares and se'ar losho, there you say that what? It's 30 days, then another 30, then another 30, then another 30, it's infinitely. But when it comes to this case over here, we don't say every lodging is considered a separate. Why not? We found another item to peg the nizirut against. And the Gemara answers, there's a difference. And the difference over here is, kol milta di it be kitsuta lo ketani. Now this needs developing this answer. There's a big answer. It depends if it is has a kitsuta, meaning has a finite or is a determined a number, or it does not have a determined number. Which means the premise over here, the way the Rosh explains it, and the Rosh is over here is actually on Amud Bet. You have and I'll read it inside in a minute. Basically, the principle is working like this. When a person makes a neder of nizirut, there has to be a certain amount of, has to be determined. Some part of it has to be determined. Either it's going to be, like in this case, will be where he said, ka'afara aris. Ka'afara aris is that's unlimited for our purposes. How much is afara aris? Can't count that. So therefore, how are we going to make it a dabar katsuv? The only way we can make it, we cannot say he's going to be a nazir for the amount of dust around the earth. We don't know how much dust on earth. For our purposes, it's unlimited. So therefore, he cannot mean an open-ended statement. I want to be a nazir for what? How many days that there are afar? We don't know what that means. It's open-ended. But he could mean, no, I mean something that is finite in the sense that just like there's unending amount of afar, so if I want to make an unending amount of units of nizirut, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, until, so when there's no kitsuta in the item that he's making, then we apply the kitsuta, then we apply the limitation of, or the interpretation of nizirutz that are going to be perpetual. One nizirut following the nizirut, because that's the element of fixation over here. Mashiachin, in the case where the guy's traveling, it's fixed. We know he's traveling for however days he's traveling. He's traveling for for 45 days. So already it's fixed. I don't have to look for some other area to put a fix on his nizirut. The days themselves are fixed. He's traveling for, not traveling forever. He's traveling for 45 days. If I can say it's one nizirut for 45 days. When you have a kitsuta, when you have a finite item that you're doing, then already you apply it to one nizirut, one term, exactly. Like the case of the guy's traveling from here, guy's in Sfat. He says, from here to Yerushalayim. Okay, so how long does it take? So therefore, however long it takes, it's a finite trip. So therefore we say, it's that many days of nizirut. Mashiach, when the guy comes along and says, Afar Aris, how many days of nizirut of Afar Aris? We don't know how much days are. We don't know how many days. Maybe forever. Forever, there's no fixed number that you're giving. But it is fixed if you say, that's a way of saying, I want to be a nazir perpetually, forever.
Nizirut.
We're saying
that they're separate nizirut.
Correct. Afar Aris.
as a separate nishut. Correct. As opposed to
traveling from here to there, it's 45 days or whatever.
I'm stuck on the other one because it really there's no difference. And
which other one?
On the Afar Arts. If I pick days or if I pick
how many days? It
doesn't matter.
But you have to know. But that's not fixed. The point of the Rosh is it has to be something that you.
The Maaseh, the guy would become a Nazir Olam, no?
But there's a difference between the Nazir Olam, which is in days, or every 30 days he'll shave and bring Korbanot.
Nazir Olam, we said
shave. No, not Nazir Olam. Not Nazir Olam. It's perpetual Nazirutz, not Nazir Olam. Uh-huh. It's perpetual Nazirutz. 30 days, three Korbanot, start again. So that's. It's 30 day clips, exactly. 30 day increments. Basically, it's perpetual Nazirutz that's happening over and over and over again. That, look at the, like, the. Let's see if this is what he says it on the Amud Bet.
Like the sand of the earth, you think that's an infinite number. So,
but what? Give me how many days? But how many days? But how many days? Remember that. But how many days? You're not giving amount of days. It's not an amount of days. But if I say I'm going to be a perpetual Nazir for the rest of my life, you're saying something that's fixed. I mean, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days. Look at the Rosh on the Amud Bet of it, if that's what he's saying. Look at Umeshani, first wide line. Umeshani, see at the end of the first wide line in Amud Bet. Umeshani, kol milta di itla kitsepta. Look at that. We're not talking about things that have a Katsuba to determine. Pirush. Ha'omer alini ad sof ha'olam itla kitzbeta. Like in this case of the Mishnah over there. With ad sof ha'olam. It is finite. Why is it finite? The mahalak ha'olam hamesh me'ot shana. Even that, is we know a number. From here to the end of the earth, it takes 500 years to walk. So it is fixed to a certain degree. We know a number. Ve'im nizirut b'minyan kabil ale ha'vide lefaresh lehedya acharesh yesh lahem minyan, which means that since there is a minyan, if he meant to say that he wants to accept upon himself one nizirut of 30 days, he should have said the fact that he said ke minyan from here to the end of the world, we know how much that is, and therefore you could apply that to one long nizirut, 500 years. We know the number. We know what it is. We could apply the number, 500 years. Aval. Se'ar rosho ve'afar ha'aretz v'chol ha'yam en lahem kitzva. So how many days? We don't know how many days. U'minyan, there's no minyan. V'rotze lomar, the minyan se'ar rosho kabil ale nizirut. U'mashelo piresh, lefi shelo yadam minyan ha'se'ar. The reason why it was not mefaresh is because he doesn't know the amount. And therefore it must be, he's saying that he wants to do a nizirut following a Nizirut. That's the news between Tavat Sheish Lokitzba and now the Gemara brings a Rayat. What's the Rayat? Hatanya, Tanya is a Rayat. Hadeni Nazir kol yemei hayai. Okay, now this is a case where a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for my whole life. Or he says, Hadeni Nazir olam. Nazir olam, like we learned. Hadeze Nazir olam. So then he's become Nazir olam, which we learned. That means he's a Nazir for 12 months. And every 12 months, he's able to lighten his hair up, and then he continues. Now, afilu me'ad shana, afilu elef shanim. But if he said for 100 years or 1,000 years, en ze nazir olam. That's not called nazir olam, ela nazir le'olam, which means he's a nazir basically for his whole life. Le'olam meaning it's one long nazirut. Because again, right, he can't cut his hair. Let me explain to the difference. When he says 100 years, it's Tabar Katsuf. We know the number. So basically he's saying, I want one long nizirut for this amount of time. Now in the first case over here, what did he say? The first case is a vague case because he really didn't say anything. He said, Hareni nazir kol yemei hayai. Now kol yemei hayai does not have an element of, it's open-ended. It's open-ended in the sense that you cannot even break it into increments. You can't even break it into increments. You call you mehayai. You can't make it into one long nizirut. How many days? You didn't say. Okay, so increments. Well, what's the increments? There's no increments here either. So therefore, it's not like afar ha'aretz where you have increments for each piece of dust. I can make one nizirut. When a guy comes along and says, had any nazir, was the lashon, call you mehayai. That means that you want to be one nazir le'olam, which was a nazir olam.
The proof is from the second case. The fact that the second case tells me that if you made a nizu for 100 years, so therefore you're a nazir for 100 years. Why? Because that already is fixed. And therefore, since it's fixed, we give it 100, and we don't give it every his whole life. Exactly. He's a nazir till the end of his life. That's the So that's the first answer of the... But let's go back to what we just did over here. We gave a Mishnah, and the Mishnah taught us when a guy says, I'm a Nazir Gedona, or Ketana, or I'm a Nazir Mikan Ad Sof HaOlam. All these things just means he's saying it's just one Nazirut. And what does he mean to say? He just means to say that it's as troubling as if I would have to walk from here to the end of the world. But he doesn't mean that it's... that he's accepting upon himself a longer nizim than 30 days. We're just talking about the agony that it is for him to do it. So the Gemara had a question. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? We have a case where a guy says he's a nazir from the time that it takes from them to go from place to, from this place to this place over the air. We say that however many days it takes them to go, that's how long he's going to be a nazir for. If it takes him 45 days, he'll be a nazir for 45 days. Why don't you say it's the trouble? And the Gemara answers, because over there he started to travel. He actually was mahzik baderik. And if he starts actually traveling, so then already exactly, we take him literally, because already either it's not a burden for him because he's actually taking the trip. So therefore it shows that he is literal. So then the Gemara came along and said, oh, why don't you count lodgings and therefore make each line? The Gemara basically said, as long as you have a finite item, so then already it becomes one nizirut. And when you don't have a finite item, then we have to find the finite somewhere else. We do it in the terms of nizirut that he accepts upon himself. The Gemara brought a ra'ayat to that from the case of 100 years. 100 years is finite, so therefore it's one long nizirut, as opposed to afar ha'aretz, it'll be many, many nizirut. Rabba Amar. Rabba gives a different answer. Rabba basically comes along and says, that there's a difference between when a guy says se'ar roshi, the hair on my head, that is hayah for separate nizirutz, or if a guy says hariri nazir mikan ad makom ploni. When it comes to se'ar roshi, we said what? It's perpetual nizirutz, one after the other. When it comes to mikan ad ploni, we just count the days, and it's one nizirut. What's the hayduk? First hayduk we said was whether it's katsuv or not katsuv. Second answer, naba amad, Shani se'arot. Se'arot are different to il umuvdalot zumizu. Since the hairs, each one grows in a different follicle, they're separate. So therefore, he's accepting a separate nizirut to each individual hair. But when you're traveling, like that, she reminds us what we learned in Masechet Besah, sedna de'ara hadu, that the earth really basically is one piece. So therefore, when you say from here to here, it's one entity. It's not bunches of 1 days of earth or 2 days of earth. It's just one piece, or the continents are connected. So therefore, it depends on if you made your neder of nizirut on distinct items like hair, then it'll be perpetual nizirut, or it'll be on a traveling, which is one item, therefore it's considered one. Now, Gemara says, Gabe yomen namer. What are you talking about? When a guy says, how many days it takes me to get from here to here, days are also distinct. Why? And therefore, you see what? Days are also individual clips. The first day of traveling, so then we should say each day should be a separate. This, you know, Tatarat Gemara says, Hatam lab de mafsekim hadadehu. The pasuk is not to say that that each day is distinct from the next day. My ka'amad, what is the pasuk coming to tell me? Yemama v'lilya had yomah. It's just coming to say that it's one day, but ul'olam lo mefsekeh mehadadeh. But it's a continuation of time, which means the time is not moved. So it's just telling you that day and night makes one unit called a day. But don't think that this day is separate from the next day in the sense that it's connected in a different time. It's a continuation of the time. It just keeps on going. Time is connected, basically. Just like the earth is connected, time is connected also.
Hi, but you say by anybody walking in my heart. No, they got a day. You have to know when the day ends. So the day ends here and the next day ends there, but it's really all connected. Rabbi says, I don't know what you want, making a whole business of it. This whole Gemara starts with a question. What was the Gemara's question? Gemara's question from was Al Mishnah. Because Al Mishnah said, when a guy says, I'm making a nidr from here to the end of the world, it's 30 days. But we had another Mishnah that sounds like, you can't have any days. And if it's 45 days, then the nidr is 45 days. So we had a question, what's going on? So the Rabbi comes along and says, I don't know what your problem is. It's all in the Mishnah. Read the words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Amad, lama lach akshu yekul lehai. What are you making all these questions over here? Shani Adam. Our Mishnah is different. The Aketani had any Nazir Ahat. Go back to our Mishnah. Start the beginning of the Mishnah. Amar, he said, had any Nazir Ahat Gedola. So how many Nazirut, at least in the first part of Mishnah, is he accepting upon himself? One. Now, continue. Had any Nazir Ahat Ketana. Now, Afidu Mikant Bad Sofa Olam, the way Rabbah's learning means, and he said the word Ahat. That means apply the word ahat in the resha of the Mishnah to the last case of the Mishnah. So it's basically as if he's saying, had any nazir ahat, mikan ve'ad sofa ha'olam. So it's not 45 days. He said ahat. So if, now, obviously the other rabbis are going to answer, no, it does not say ahat in the last case of the Mishnah. You want to say that the ahat of the resha applies to the seva. Well, the Mishnah knew how to say ahat twice. So if it could say it twice, it could say it three times. The fact that it didn't say it in the last case, it's not referring to that, but they had to resort to different answers. Now, I'm saying, no, ahat, ahat, and the last one is ahat as well. And then he's only accepting upon himself one nazir. Matnitin.
Sorry, just a note over here. Yeah. Say who says it from. The nazir olam that we learn is like Avshalom is not this nazir olam that we're talking about in 30-day clips. He's saying that, so there's three things.
Right.
There's a nazir olam.
Right. 100%.
And then there's the 100%. Nazir olam.
That's right. That's right. The nazir olam just means Avshalom, back to Avshalom for a minute, that every 12 months,
he shaves,
and that's it, he continues. And that's built into the nazir. This guy is nazir olam, which means
every 30 days he finishes the
right. Or, and then he has nazir le'olam, which means just forever.
Right.
You can't shave forever.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, Matniti. I don't have the right time. I don't think, just give me. Okay. Look. Areni nazir v'yom echad. Okay. Hazagabaru. Areni nazir v'yom echad. What do you think he means? I am a nazir and one day. Areni nazir v'sha'a achad. I'm a nazir and 1 hour. Areni nazir achad u'mechsa. I'm a nazir and achad u'mechsa. One naziru and a half. So basically three different cases. Nazir and a day, nazir in an hour, nazir and a half. How is it nazir shetayim? Basically, it's two nazirutz. And therefore, it's two separate nazirutz of 30 days. So basically, when you say had any nazir or nazir achat, a person is mechayeving himself in a separate nazirut. And since there's no nazirut less than 30 days, so therefore, it is an additional nazirut. So the Gemara comes along and says, "What is the reason why the Mishnah is thinking about so many cases?" Let's look at the Mefarish for a second. Amar nizir yom echad nazir shtei nazirut. The kibbutz amar harin nazir hayla alen nazirut ishona. But when he said any nazir, that's it. He's a nazir. The kihadar about yom echad, when he says now one day or 1 hour or Rahab, Shivnizut Memersa, Shivnizut Haila Alin Nizut Shiria, Vayav Shtayim, the Kamar, Beod Mersa, which means, and there's no such thing as half a Nizirut. And then once you're accepting upon yourself a part of a Nizirut, automatically, you got the whole thing. So the Gemara comes along and says, Lamli Limitna Konhan. We got the point. We got the point. Once already you accept upon yourself one Nizirut and you add an increment, that's it. You started a second round. So there was no sirik. The itana harini nazir v'yom echad ha'kahu. Say, oh, in that case, it's considered a separate nizirut. The amrinan en nizirut
leyom echad, which means there's no such thing as a nizirut for one day. Therefore, it's got to be minimum 30. However, amtu lehachi, that's why he means kamanit tartin. That's why we say he means to include himself in a second nizirut. Aval, areni nazir v'shahat. When the guy comes along and says, I'm a nazir, plus an hour, limni shiloshim v'echad yom. When it's possible to be a nazir for 31 days, a person can accept upon himself the zirut for 31 days. So maybe when he means and he says, I'm a nazir plus an hour, he means that that hour is basically the next day, and then was accepting upon himself an zirut of 31 days. And that, we'll go back, well, we'll see why we can't say that in the day, shop. And the Gemara comes along and says, Kamash ma'lan, that even when he says 30 days and an hour, it means a separate nazirut. Now let's go back to the first case. The first case, what did he say? Harin nazir v'yom echad. Now, there where he's saying nazir v'yom echad, maybe he means 31 days. And you can make a nazirut for 31 days. Why don't we say the same thing that you just said by an hour? He says, oh, hour means just an extra day. And that's all that means 31 days. So when you say, why don't you say the same thing? So the Mefaresh over here says, Hareni nazir v'sha'achat, haya makom lomar, shelo natsal lehosip nezirut acher, shere en monim nezirut b'sha'ot. You don't count nezirut in hours, ela b'yamim shelemim. Kadereh kabanato lehosip yom nosaf. He must be just wants to add an extra day to his nezirut. Yom days are calculated by hours. So when he said an hour, he meant to say an extra day. But when he comes along and says a day, if he wanted to accept 31 days, he should have said Hareni mikabel alai shiloshim b'achad yom. The fact that he said shiloshim and then he says achad, that's separate. And therefore, separate, and therefore the nizirut is not for a day, and therefore must be, it's got to be 30. So they were making a chiluk between 30 and a day or 30 and a hour. 30 and an hour basically means he's adding a day to the nizirut. So now the Gemara comes along and says, Amud Bed, Be'itana Sha'ahat. And if it would have said Sha'ahat, that case, Mishum Delo Nachit Ledafka. I would say, okay, it was not Middaktik in his words, because we know there's no nizirut for an hour. And therefore, he meant to say a day. And therefore, it means another nizirut. Therefore, he was not medakdek. However, when he was medakdek, abalahatu mechsa, he was careful. He knew what he was saying. Denachit ledavka, which means, basically, it sounds like he's saying a nazir and a half, which means 45 days. So I would have thought that maybe when you say nazir and a half, that is already a lashon that is Miduyak, and if I would have thought he means to be a nazir for 45 days, maybe don't count both of them. Kamash ma'lan kulehu nazir shetaim. That even in that case over there, we counted. Omer, I'm reading the Faresh. Hareni nazir, hareu nazir l'shloshim yom. Ukshehosif medvarav b'sha'a achat, o b'yom echat, o mechsa, anu mefarshim medvarav shkal lekabel nizirut nosefet. As if he said, hareni nazir, V'nazir yom echad. So he's saying nazir twice. Or hareni nazir v'nazir sha'achat. Hareni nazir v'nazir mechsa, which doesn't mean anything. It just means a separate nazir. That's the way we're learning it. Fine. Now the Mishnah goes on. Next Mishnah. Hareni nazir shiloshim yom v'sha'achat. Sound familiar? Guy says he's a nazir for 30 days and an hour. So what's the deen? Nazir shloshim ve'achad yom. Sounds like a contradiction. He's a nazir for 31 days. She'en nazirut l'sha'ot. And therefore that sha'ah must be in an hour. And that's it. Now, the question is, what do you mean? We just learned in the Mishnah above that when he says that, it sounds like he is in Tunizum. Over there, he said, "Hadiri nazir v'sha'achat." Here he said, Hareni Nazir Shiloshim Yom Veshachat. The difference. He's explaining what it is. Over there, we just said, Hareni Nazir. That's it. You're a Nazir. 30 days. Veshachat. Okay, that's something new. Here he's putting it all together. Hareni Nazir Shiloshim Yom Veshachat. So that's basically saying 31 days, because there's no Nazirut for an hour. Therefore, it must be for that. He could have said that. And that's as if he's saying that. If you say that, because an hour means nothing, so therefore an hour is a day, because you can't days by the hour. It was lav davka. He wasn't medayek, but if he meant an extra day. Now the implication is over here. It's as if he said hareni nazir shloshim v'had yom, and the implication of if this mishnah is as was just mentioned that if a guy says hareni nazir v'shloshim v'had yom, he's going to be in nazir for 31 days. So the Gemara says, "Amara lo shanu el adama shiloshim ve'had yom." Only if he says shiloshim ve'had yom, aval amar shiloshim yom ve'yom echad, then already nazir shetayim. The fact that he said yom twice, understand? Shiloshim yom ve'yom echad. What are you going to say yom twice for? Just say shiloshim ve'had yom. Then we're making a chiluk between yom and yom yom. That's what do you see over here? Extra words mean something. That's the point. Extra words mean something. And Rabs holds like the Bi Akiva, the Darish Lishna Yetera. We learned this when we learned Baba Batra, Sad Mechdalid. There's a famous case where a guy's buying or selling a field. And in the field, there is above ground cisterns and below ground cisterns. Okay, there's as well above. So the question is, when the guy sells the field, is he selling the cisterns? Are they included or not? So the Gemara says that not lo etabor velo etadut. It does not include bor and dut, meaning these water cisterns. Even though he wrote in the sale of the field, umka viruma, it includes umka, what's underground, the omek, and ruma, where there's and the height, which is above the ground. However, although we didn't sell him the cisterns, he sold them all the property that leads to the cisterns. So now the guy who sold it has to buy back or buy rights to have access, because he sold the access, basically. Understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Although you didn't sell the cisterns, but you sold the access. So therefore, now you got to get back the access. Sarik likach lo derech. You don't got to take the because understood that not only did you keep the cisterns for yourself, but you kept the access. Rabbi Akiva said, no, the access you gave up. Unless, unless he actually spoke clearly and he stopped selling it a field, except for these items, then already she ain't no sick of the kaloder, because he spoke extra. In a stam sale, it's sold. It's not sold, but the derech is sold. But if you went out of your way to say chutz me'elu, since you spoke extra, the extra words that you're using comes and tells me that he's saying, I'm keeping the access for myself as well. So what do you learn from Rabbi Akiva? That words means extra words mean something. Now in this case over here, hachamim will tell you. You don't. Those extra words don't mean anything. Even without the extra words, the access still remains to the to the cell. Good. Now let's apply the law of extra words to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, what did the guy say? According to Rab, at least, the case was shiloshim ve'had yom. However, if he says shiloshim yom ve'yom ehad, extra words. Now, in this case, the Mefarshim point out not only is it alibad Rabbi Akiva. Of course, it's alibad Rabbi Akiva. But even the Hakamim will agree in this case. The Hakamim just argued in the case of the real estate because they hold that the access is automatic. But in this case over here, you did use an extra word. And if the Hakamim will agree by saying Yom Echad, Yom Echad, the only reason why the Gemara says it's Alibad Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is explicit by saying when you use extra words, it means something. But in Echadami, although it's a Mahlokin in Baba Batra, we know Mahlokin in this case,
of Nazir, or even the Achamim will agree that when you say Yom Echad Yomad, the extra words mean an extra Nizut. Just in the real estate, assume that the fact that you kept the cistern for yourself, you also kept the access. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you gotta speak it out with extra words. And therefore, just like extra words mean something to Rabbi Akiva over there, it means something over here, but there's no mahlokin in such a case. Okay, that is today's.